Welcome back to the latest episode of the DBM Academy podcast, the show that breaks down the biggest ideas in the digital economy. I'm your host, John.
And I'm Sarah. It's great to be here again. Today, we're unpacking a fascinating theory that's been making the rounds, one that reframes the entire relationship between the US dollar and Bitcoin. You can watch the recording of the full workshop with Robin over at the DBM forum. See the link in the show notes below.
That's right. It's well worth a watch. I think we've all seen the recent headlines. Major players like BlackRock's Larry Fink, who once dismissed Bitcoin, are now predicting it could pit prices like $700,000. It feels like we reached a real tipping point.
Exactly. The general feeling is it's happening. The big institutions are here. But in the presentation we're looking at today, Robin suggests that this is just the beginning of what is actually happening. The real catalyst, the true game changer, is something most people are overlooking: U.S. legislation around stablecoins.
Okay, you've got my attention. When I hear legislation and stablecoins, I usually think about regulation and control, not explosive growth for Bitcoin. How do they connect?
Well, Robin calls it the Trojan horse strategy, where the horse itself is the digital dollar, specifically stablecoins like Tether or USDT.
A Trojan horse, so it looks like one thing on the outside, but it's carrying something completely different on the inside.
Precisely. On the outside, we have what the presentation calls the Genius Act. This is new U.S. legislation that makes it much easier to use and transact with dollar-backed stablecoins. To the rest of the world, especially countries worried about the dominance of the dollar, this just looks like America weaponizing its currency in a new digital form.
So the U.S. government is essentially promoting the global use of digital dollars to maintain its financial power. That makes sense from their perspective.
It does, but here's the twist. Who are the soldiers hiding inside this Trojan horse? It's Bitcoin.
I see. But how? What's the link?
Good question. Think about how this plays out globally. Basically, the new Genius Act helps stablecoins circumvent the now outdated, slow, traditional financial system. For the first time, billions of people around the world will have easy access to a stable digital asset. Even if you are permitted to have a bank account, opening one can take days or weeks in some places. Downloading a digital wallet and getting USDT takes seconds.
Okay, so it's a massive global onboarding ramp to digital currency. That's huge in itself.
It is. But people will quickly realize that while a digital dollar is great for transactions, it's still just a dollar. It doesn't grow. In fact, it loses value to inflation. So what's the next logical step for someone who is now comfortable in the digital world and wants an asset that can actually build wealth?
They'll look for something else, something like, Bitcoin.
Exactly. They are now just one click away. This legislation creates the very infrastructure needed for the mass adoption of Bitcoin. It exposes billions of new users to the digital ecosystem and places Bitcoin as the next logical step on their financial journey. Robin suggests that the U.S., in its effort to promote the digital dollar, is unintentionally building the perfect global distribution system for Bitcoin.
And the companies issuing these stablecoins play a part too, right? I've read that Tether is one of the biggest corporate holders of Bitcoin in the world.
Great point. That's a critical piece of the puzzle for sure. Tether backs its digital dollar USDT with assets, and a huge and growing portion of those assets is Bitcoin. So the more the world adopts the digital dollar, the more demand there is for the assets that back it, including Bitcoin via companies like Tether. It creates a self-reinforcing cycle.
Wow. So what looks like a move to strengthen the dollar's grip on the world is actually a game changer that could launch Bitcoin into the stratosphere. The Trojan horse. I get it now. It's not a conspiracy, just a brilliant alignment of incentives.
That's the theory. We suggest that the future of finance won't be a battle between the dollar and Bitcoin, but rather the digital dollar acting as the bridge that helps carry the entire world population over to Bitcoin.
A fascinating perspective, and one that certainly makes you look at the daily headlines in a completely different light. It suddenly brings into sharp focus why we at DBM accumulate sound money ahead of most of the world, create a strong balance sheet, and reallocate equity to cash flow perpetually. A big thank you to DBM coach Robin for highlighting what it is to front-run government and monetary policy in 2025. Catch his full presentation via your DBM system subscription. See the link in the show notes for access. Well, that's all the time we have for in this episode, folks. Be sure to join us next time for another deep dive into creating a digital asset-based lifestyle.